This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello everyone, you're listening to AvWeb's audio coverage of AEA 2012 in Nations Harbor, Maryland. We're with Jim Alpizer of Garmin. Jim, Garmin has just introduced a new product. It's a tablet-based product that's a full-featured navigator. And that's kind of an evolution of the MyCast product. It's a full-feature navigator, so it's obviously Garmin is acknowledging that the tablet market has some legs and some pull. How's that going to affect future development of portables?
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul. We have actually talked a little bit about this internally, as you can imagine. We recognize that the tablets on the market today are very attractive for a lot of reasons. It allows somebody to just, number one, get a giant display in the cockpit and put, you know, charts on there. And the charts display just beautifully on these tablet devices. And so we felt it was important to be a part of that environment where people are just wanting, you know, big, large displays in portable in the cockpit to be able to bring charts into the cockpit, you know, be able to get some of the other features and capabilities as well. So it really has kind of evolved into another option for customers out there. At the end of the day, though, right now, you know, Garmin Aviation portable GPSs are still the most feature-rich products that you can buy and that you can get your hands on and that you can fly behind. And I can show you a dozen different ways and different things that a Garmin portable GPS can do that you still cannot do on a tablet device. So I don't want to necessarily undersell or oversell the iPad. It's a very capable product for the right environment. And more often than not, we're actually seeing pilots flying behind both, if you can believe that. And so they get the feature-rich content and capability of our portable GPSs, but they want the big, beautiful charting display that these tablets can offer. I think that's going to continue to evolve. You know, you're going to get more and more features in these tablet devices over time. But at the end of the day, the tablet devices, you know, some of them are just a little bit too big. If you're thinking of an iPad 2 or the new iPad, it's just a big piece of equipment to have on your lap or on the yoke. And whereas Garmin products, the portable products, are really optimized for the flying environment, to be on a yoke or to be, you know, low profile and not really obscure everything else that's in the cockpit. So it's really just another great alternative to fly behind, and like I said before, a lot of people are just choosing to have both on board.
Now, the pilot product really mimics, almost duplicates the GTN operating interface, and I'm sure that's by intention. Will you continue with that kind of thinking in these products?
That's our design goal, is to try to provide a uniform operating environment. So some things may happen, you know, a little bit differently, or you may not have all the features and capabilities that you get on a GTN, GPS Navcom Navigator, or our G2000, 3000, 5000 flight deck that also have touch controllers. But the operational consistency is the important thing that we're striving for. So if you've come to know and learn the Garmin user experience and the user interface, that's now been carried into the Garmin Pilot application. So I think it's a really a home run for customers in trying to learn and understand and become more proficient in everything that they're flying behind.
One obvious question is, will these applications, as they proliferate, put downward pressure on the costs and the prices of new portables?
You know, it'll be interesting to see how that does play out. You know, as a device manufacturer, we obviously have a certain amount of investment in the material that it takes to build that product, as well as the engineering time it takes to develop those products. So I can tell you that Garmin has plans to continue to innovate and develop new products and features, and so I don't think we're done producing portable GPSs. Don't confuse that with a new product announcement right now, but we go through these development cycles, and it does take time to come out with new products. But I think you'll continue to see, you know, high quality aviation portable products for many years to come.
Now, Garmin has been very good at leveraging cross markets. So if you develop a terrestrial navigator, a marine navigator, it appears in aviation, and vice versa. You've gone back and forth. How is the advent of more and the proliferation of more applications impacted that in any way, if it has?
You know, we really have embraced the application environment, and you can get applications for, like you said, for automotive navigation and for more consumer-oriented utilization. And so we're trying to be open-minded about it, and the world has changed, you know, and we want to continue to produce hardware and products because we really do a darn good job at all that. But we also recognize that there's other people in the industry that can produce some pretty decent display hardware as well. So we want to make sure that again, that user experience and that feature-rich content that we've provided in the past can carry forward however the customer prefers to acquire their display.
Well, thanks for the update, Jim.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you coming by again, and looking forward to talking again soon.
You've been listening to Jim Alpizer of Garmin. This is AvWeb's continuing coverage of AEA 2012 in Nations Harbor, Maryland. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.